Are we it today? This is great.
Honored.
I'm honored to have such a efficient and compact membership of the council today. Good morning. Today is Wednesday. It's August 12th, 2009. It's 9:30. The morning session of the Portland City Council will please come to order. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman, Leonard, Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Adams.
Here. Can you please read the title for Communications, Council Item 1103?
Request of Linda McDowell to address Council regarding an area in the city for the homeless to camp.
Ms. McDowell, please come forward. Welcome to the City Council. Glad you're here. Is this your first time?
Probably in many years.
Well, welcome back then. You probably know the protocol then. Please have a seat. We only need your first and last name. We don't want addresses. And the countdown clock in front of you will help you with your 3 minutes.
Good morning. My name is Linda McDowell. I am here to ask the City Council to work with Multnomah County to create farms where people who are homeless and want to work can live in simple housing, help to grow their own food, and get job training on site. I have watched housing issues in Portland for the past 25 years. Unfortunately, times and numbers have changed. We can no longer provide permanent housing fast enough for the increasing number of homeless in Portland. We do not have the money to pay for it. We need to look for creative and less expensive solutions that help people to support themselves whenever possible. We must think about transitional housing combined with jobs. In this bountiful state of ours, every person who wants to work should be offered opportunities to do so, along with a safe and dignified place to live. By establishing farms where people are provided with food and inexpensive shelter in exchange for part-time work, we can meet this moral obligation. In a farming environment, we can naturally provide green job training and also create other micro businesses. Yes, this model has similarities to the poor farms of the past, but it also has similarities to the Job Corps and AmeriCorps, which have always been a safety net for young people who are looking for jobs and cannot find work. In these times, we now need a safety net for older members of our population. In the past few years, I have been a realtor, and one of the things that has fascinated me is the job-generating networks that revolve around real estate. Contractors, home inspectors, lenders, title companies, tradespeople. We create work for each other. This naturally happens whenever people are creating new housing, whether it be expensive or inexpensive. In this time of economic uncertainty, we need to be creating economic development opportunities of every kind, establishing farms where people without shelter or jobs can live and work and get job training for advancement beyond their time at the farm can be part of the answer in meeting our economic development needs. The number of homeless people in Portland continues to increase. For the past few months, I've been gardening in the Irvington neighborhood with a group composed of church members and other neighborhood people. Our goal is to grow food for some of the Portland area food programs. I have been amazed at how many homeless people pass by our garden every day. One thing I love about Portland is that when we are faced with a challenge, we do not sit around and avoid it. We may struggle with it, but we find a creative, compassionate way to address it. Establishing farms for the homeless in our city and county would help address the growing deficit of both housing and jobs for those in need. Let's make this a reality and become a model for the nation, as we so often are. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Ms. McDowell. Very, very well said. Commissioner Fish?
Ms. McDowell, I just want to thank you for your testimony. And Sally Erickson is in charge of the city's 10-year plan to end homelessness.
Okay.
And she has been tasked by the mayor and by me with thinking up some big new ideas to this challenge that you've identified.
Yes.
And if you wouldn't mind sharing your thoughts with her, and if you need contact information, My office is just down the hall.
Okay.
They can give that her email address to you.
I will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Carly, could you please read Council Communications Item 1104?
Request of Leo Rhodes to address Council regarding anti-camping and sit-lie ordinance.
Mr. Rhodes, are you here? All right. Can you please read Council Communications Item 1105?
Request of Joel Kimball to address Council regarding banning bottled water.
Mr. Kimball, welcome. Glad you're here.
Aloha. My name is Joel Kimball. Thank you for honoring me with your time. The City of Portland has one of the best water systems in the United States, one of only three who own their own watersheds. I'd like to give enormous praise to Forest Supervisor Gary Larson, Commissioner Randy Leonard, and any other persons that help manage Bull Run and the rest of our water system and those who work with them. Banbot Tadawat Tur. Here are six goals from www.stopcorporateabuse.org for our mayor. Cancel all city contracts with water bottlers. Stop supplying bottled water for city employees. Stop putting bottled water in vending machines in the city buildings. Launch public education efforts promoting public tap water. Thank you to Jenny Day Burgett for giving me several I Only Drink Tap Water bumper stickers. Increase funding for the water infrastructure. Unquenchable by Robert Glennon suggests raising the price charged for delivering water and much more. And commit to increasing the number of well-maintained water fountains. Toronto, San Francisco, Seattle, Chicago, the province of Ontario, the United Church of Canada, New York State, Illinois State, and Venice, Italy are already on board in banning bottled water. I'd like to add two more goals. Get the whole city of Portland to ban bottled water like it banned cigarettes. And on Earth Day, April 22nd, Portland makes it Tap-In Day, a day when bottled water drinkers tried to kick the habit for a day. Here's some reasons to ban bottled water. To save taxpayer dollars. To challenge misleading advertising. To protect consumers. Bottled water is, in fact, less regulated than tap water. To lessen our city's carbon footprints. This is why I kicked the bottled water habit, because I saw a teenager and he was talking about the hundreds of millions of bottles of bottled water that end up in landfills, and to protect our environment. Sometimes knowledge isn't enough. We need hope. Hope can be found in the words of Io Kipe Naile, a native Hawaiian, on Green TV and at www.hawaiimessageinthewaves.com. Native Hawaiians believe in and once lived in harmony with nature. If it's been done before, it can be done again. There is the hope. Peace is not a destination, it is a way. On July 8th, I went to Springboard Social Innovation Forum for the first time looking for banning bottled water place, among other causes. Mary King, PSU professor of economics, said that environmental issues cannot be solved until a society is healthy. I discovered the book Stop the Next War Now, edited by the co-founders of Code Pink. Code Pink is the security level for peace that a group of women started after September 11, 2001. A society at war is not healthy. Peace is the way. I challenge the members of Portland City Council to read Stop the Next War Now. Thank you again for honoring me with your time. Knowledge about bottled water has already gotten large numbers of people taking the right action. Hope can be found in the fact that living in harmony with nature has been done before. And finally, to live green, we must bring our city, our state, and our country to Code Pink. Aloha.
Mr. Kimball, your testimony is well said and very compelling. As part of our climate action plan that's in draft form right now for public comment, if you want to go up to my office, you can get a copy of it. Encourage you to take a look at that. We're actually not only bottled water, but we're looking at all kinds of unnecessary packaging as part of the climate action plan. So we